The parsha.
Yeah, his car. Though.
Yeah, he walked in.
The parsha has the first mitzvah in the Torah to Klal Yisrael, which is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. The mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh has certainly an opportunity to talk about Kiddush Levana. Last year, as I'm sure you all remember, we discussed. I went through the Seder of Kiddush Levana. I went through the order itself and what we say and the Perushim and the meaning behind the different things when it comes to Kiddush Levana. What I want to talk about this year are the minhagim, the customs that we observe while we say Kiddush Levana, before we say Kiddush Levana, and hopefully bring more meaning and understanding to what we do when it comes to minhagim that are done by Kiddush Levana. Let's first begin with how we dress for Kiddush Levana. You always want to address the parts. So how are we supposed to be dressed for Kiddush Levana? There is much of the minhagim of Kiddush Levana come from a statement of the Masechta Sofrim, and this Masechta Sofrim is cited by the Sefer Menorah Samor. The Menorah Samor, there are two Menorah Samors in Jewish history. One is the classic collection of Midrashim, but there's another book of Halach and Ashkafa by Rabbi Yisrael al-Nakva, who was a Jew who lived in Spain. He was martyred in 1391. One of the leading Talmidei Chacham of his generation. So in his Sefer Menorah Samor, he cites the Masechta Sofrim, which says that one shouldn't say Kiddush Levana unless he is Mevusam. Now what does Mevusam mean? So literally means that you have the smell. You smell nicely for your Mevusam from Shabbos. So what does that mean literally at the end of the day? So he offers two explanations. One is that the person himself should be perfumed, so to speak, with Shabbos. You should be infused with the Kiddush of Shabbos when you go to say Kiddush Levana that has just passed you by. You should have this Kiddush still attached to you. The other explanation is that the person perhaps should already have partaken of the Besamim. You should be Mivusam, you should have the Besamim of Shabbos before you say Kiddush Levana. Obviously, in most cases, we say Kiddush Levana before we smell the Besamim. There's a third explanation. It's talking about the moon. The moon should be Mivusam, but that's not our discussion for right now. And the Chuvas of the Ramam Vipanon Simon Ayin Ches says that at the moment we are fragrant from escorting the Shabbos king, it's proper to be Mekadesh the Levana as well. So this is somewhat brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tav Chav Vav by the laws of Kiddush Levana. A Mevarchen al Yareach el B'motzei Shabbos. We're not going to discuss the timing of Kiddush Levana today. We can put that perhaps for next year, all the different issues of when do you start saying Kiddush Levana, when do you end, when's the best time. But assuming that you're going to make it on Motzei Shabbos, kishuhu mevusam u'begadav na'im. It's one of the reasons we say by Motzei Shabbos is because you're dressed in proper clothing to be mekabel pnei hashchina. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Kiddush Levana is, so to speak, greeting the Melech, greeting the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're going out to greet the Shechina, and therefore that one of the reasons why we do it by Motzei Shabbos. Then the Ramah says, u'kishu mekachino sabachol. Even if you're doing Kiddush Levana during the week, Yesh Lilbosh B'begad Anan, you should also put on your Shabbos clothing. Put on nice clothing for Kiddush Levana during the week as well. Now, the Elia Rabba says that in his day, people were not careful about this minhag, to only have Big Day Shabbos during the week when you're saying Kiddush Levana. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Zion, V'achshav Einogim L'dafka L'zeh. The minhag now is that on a Wednesday night, you don't go and put your Shabbos clothing in order to say Kiddush Levana. This fell out of practice. Now, the Darkei Chaim V'Shalom of the Minchas Elazar, the Munkach Rav, you know, Tuf Sari Ayin says the Minchas Elazar would put on his special hat, whatever hat he would wear, the shtreimel, or the hat he would wear by Rosh Chodesh, he would put it on if he was in Kiddush Levana during the week. It would seem that even nowadays, you should certainly be wearing appropriate clothing by Kiddush Levana. If you just came back from the gym, and it's a Tuesday night, and you saw that, oh, I didn't have a chance to do Kiddush Levana, let me do it now, change out your gym clothing and put on something that is respectful. You don't have to put on a tuxedo, but you should not say Kiddush Levana in your pajamas or anything less. It should be regular, proper weekday clothing.
Not ski clothing.
Ski clothing, and perhaps even change out of your ski clothing when it comes to Kiddush Levana. What about the company you have during Kiddush Levana? There's a concept of Barov Am Hadras Melech. You should do the mitzvah with a multitude of people. It gives kavod to a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you have a lot of people doing the mitzvah at the same time. This falls into a classic question of what takes precedence. Barov Am Hadras Melech or Zrizim Magdim Mitzvahs. If I can do the mitzvah earlier, which is 3 days after the molad, you can do the mitzvah earlier. Let's just assume for the second Either you follow the Shita of the Vilna Gaon, who says you say Kiddush Levan as soon as possible and not wait for Motzei Shabbos, or you try to do it Motzei Shabbos, but you don't think you can get it, whatever it is. Now it's a weeknight, so I could do Kiddush Levan right now, it would be early as possible, but I know if I wait perhaps the next night, I'll be able to do it with more people. There'll be an opportunity with more people. So what takes precedence? Doing the mitzvah as soon as possible, or doing it with more people? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Reis in Siman Tov Sadi Zion, he says that Kiddush Levana should be done earlier, even if it be done with fewer people. He understands that Zriz Magdim Lemitzos takes precedence, and this is the sheet of the Das Tov in the Rechos Chaim, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Lichos Shlomo says that this was his practice as well. That to do the mitzvah as soon as possible, ignoring if you'll be able to say it with a lot of people or not. On the other hand, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha, he says, "Vidad medina mutzal kachu afilu biyachidi." You can do it even by yourself if you want to do it. And he says, "Delo by asara elagadachatchila mitzvah asos barov am ki barov am hadras melech." He says it's better to do it barov am hadras melech, and it pushes aside. You should postpone Kiddush Levana if you're going to be able to say with more people later on. And this is one of the reasons as well that we wait to say by Motzei Shabbos. Because by Motzei Shabbos, there will be more people around, hopefully in Shul, you have a bigger tzibur. Another reason why we wait till Motzei Shabbos for Kiddush Levana. There is an extensive discussion about this rule in general of Zriz Magdil Mitzos, or more people, in a Tshuva of Rav Avadji Yosef and the Bi'omir Chelek Beis in Yerodea, in Sim Yudches, about Bris Mila. This is the biggest issue where it comes up. Do I do the Bris Mila early in the morning? But at 6:30 minyan, there are only going to be 15 people there. Or I could do it later on in the afternoon, where I'll get 100 people for the Bris Mila. What's the better way to do it? Rav Avadji discusses, especially by the Sfardim, who do have Bris Milas in the afternoon. Ashkenazim like to do it as early as possible. So that's for another time. Now, what's the definition of Barova? How do I know if I have given honor to the king? How many people is considered a significant amount in order to give honor to a Kaddish Baruch to do this mitzvah? So the Bir Halacha first cites here the Eish Lavram, the Butchach Rav, who says the Barovam is 10 people. I looked inside the Eish Lavram. I don't see the Eish Lavram saying that, at least in my Shulchan Aruch. Maybe in a different version he has such a thing. But the Eish Lavram says it's 10 people. Then he cites the Chai Yadam. Look at the end of the third line here in the Bir Halacha. He says, Shochiach HaChai Yadam V'Klal Samaches D'B'Shloshe Nami Nikra Barov Am. 3 people are considered Barov Am. That's enough to be considered serving Hashem with a multiplicity of people. What's the proof of the Chai Adam? The Gemara in Menachos in Daf Samach Bei says that by certain korbanos, you always need to have 3 kohanim involved in the avoda. 3 kohanim involved in all the different parts of serving. Why? Barov Am Hadras Melech. So we see from the Gemara what? That 3 people create Barov Am Hadras Melech.
Do you need 3 people because you have the Shem Shalom Aleichem?
No, we don't need 3 people because of Shalom Aleichem. We'll get to Shalom Aleichem later on. You could say it by yourself.
How about a friend gave you?
Okay. So, there is a nice, Rav Moshe has an interesting chiddush. In Negros Moshe, in Orachayim and Chelak Alvin, Simon Kufmem Dalad. Rav Moshe says as follows. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Dabman Bey says, Marema Umar Zutra, Michtefe Umevarche. They would lean on each other's shoulders when reciting the bracha. They would like stand next to each other in their own little chabura when they would recite Kiddush Levana. So Rav Moshe understands this Gemara, they would stand next to each other, and there's no specific mitzvah to say it b'tzibur or b'rovam. Because the Gemara says they had 2 rabbis in the Gemara, and that's what they were makban on. They didn't say, oh, we will go out to find a whole group, a whole minion of people, say Kiddush Levana. These 2 rabbis would stand next to each other and say Kiddush Levana. So he says, we see from the Gemara, there's no reason to have a tzibur when it comes to Kiddush Levana. Rather, says Rav Moshe, there's an inyan to show that you're not simply outside wandering around looking at the moon, right? Someone's walking down the street and you're outside with your sitter and you're staring up at the sky. What are you doing outside? But when you have another person there with you, it shows that you're involved in some form of Avodas Hashem. It shows that you're outside serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu, being Mekalo Pnei Hashchina for a purpose. It shows the people around you that you're involved in the Mitzvah. If some guy's outside looking up at the moon, he could be doing anything. And therefore, if Moshe wants to learn from here, there is no Mitzvah of Barov Am. there is a mitzvah, though, to have another person with you to show that you're involved in something different than simply looking up at the stars and the moon. That is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Can a katan, can a child be used in order to create Barovam? Let's say it's just you and four kids. So is that enough of a tzibor to create Barovam for Kiddush Levana? So the Tshuvas Meshiv Navonim, Rav Nachman Steinmetz, who's the Dayan of Square, he writes that it's allowed, and he says there's no, that's certainly acceptable if that's all you have is children in order to create Barovam. So then,
if you're by yourself in the middle of the Wyoming desert,
Yeah, no, that does.
You can still do it.
Yeah, you can do it. That's fine. But if you want to enhance the mitzvah,
then that's the
question. Or is a group of kids considered enough of a hiddur? The dining square says it's enough. So a person would then begin Kiddush Levana.
That person has to be chayav mitzvahs to be.
He wants to argue. No, it's just you're just showing. I have people around me. I'm just making it for the sake of the king. So, if you were Nesach Sfard, you would start Kiddush Levana with Haluka, and then you'd say Harinu Mizun Ramucha, and then Salah Hashem Yichud, and then you would then position yourself with how to stand. If you're not, then you would get to this point already. How do you stand? What do you face during Kiddush Levana? So let's get to that question first. The first shita is the Yesod V'Shosh Avodah of Alexander Ziskind of the generation of the Vilna Gaon. So he writes in Shar Test that when saying Kiddush Levana, you should face Mizrach. You should face towards Eretz Yisrael, and this is cited by the Otzer HaTzfilos, the Ishei Yisrael, the Levushei Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Epstein. So he writes in Tinyana Orachaim Simikuf Yed Zayin, he has no reason why this should be the case. He struggles and he gives all types of svaras. He doesn't like any of his logic. Why should you have to face Mizrach by Kiddush Levana? What would be the purpose? Because you're davening? He doesn't really find it so convincing. The Halicha Shlomo records that Shlomo Zalman was not careful about this. So Shlomo Zalman was not careful to face Mizrach like the Yesod V'Shorash Avodah recommends. The Betzel HaChachma of Betzel Stern Chel Gimel, who's the Rav in Australia, and Rav Moshe Sternbach and Chuvas Anagos and Chelik Aleph, who's the Rav in South Africa, so they discuss where to face according to this if you're not facing Mizrach, because in those countries you face differently towards Eretz Yisrael, so they have whole calculations according to the Yisod V'Shorash Avodah, where exactly is he want you to face? Is it an Indian facing Mizrach? Is it the moon? What is he trying to bring out over here? So they have whole discussions about countries that are in different places in the world.
Is that the same focus as how you face the Davin?
Yeah, they want to say, is it the same thing as Davin? Is it a different thing?
Even the two major directions that you see in Israel.
Correct. The other hand, the Maise Ish records the Minhagim of the Chazanish and Chelek Zion. So he says the Chazanish would face the moon during Kiddush Levana, which I think is what most people do because it's just the natural inclinations that I'm saying Kiddush Levana, something with the moon, so it makes sense to face the moon. And that's probably what most people do. In contrast, in Rav Simcha Ben Kohn's newest sefer, The Aura of Shabbos, on page 264, he says that Rav Moshe was makbid to turn away from the moon during Kiddush Levana. He doesn't say why. It could be, perhaps, that he didn't want to portray like we're davening to the moon, so he wanted to face in the opposite direction, but that's what they say the practice of Rav Moshe was. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Membeis says that we stand while saying Kiddush Levana because we're being mekabel p'nei Shechina, we're greeting the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. And this is cited l'halacha by the Rama. Right? The Rama writes, V'tola einav u'meyasher raglav u'mevarech. You should straighten your legs, and you should say it while standing. And this is, the Birkei Yosef says this is a chiyuv to do. You must stand, unless of course a person has medical issues, but a person should ideally stand for Kiddush Levana. Now, why is this only brought by the Rama and not by the Shulchan Aruch? Yosef Karo also on Gemara. So why did the Rama bring this, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't? So Rav Moshe writes in the Gros Moshe, Rechaim Simen Kuf Mem Gimel. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. I don't have it here in the sheets, but Sarach Levarech Bracha Zuma Uma. You must make this bracha standing. Why? Shekol Mavarech Al HaChodesh Bizmano Kilu Hikbil Pnei Hashchina. Because when you say Kiddush Levana in its ideal time, it's as if you're accepting the Shechina. Im lo birech alei habalel rishon. However, if you don't say Kiddush Levana at the best time on the first night, mevarach alei ad shisha asar yom b'chodesh, you can say it until the 16th of the month, ad shetamala b'kimas, until it begins to wane. So Rav Moshe points out that the Rambam is making a break. He says that you make the bracha while standing, when? If you're saying it in its best time. Rav Moshe has a big chiddush in the Rambam. Rav Moshe says that you only fulfill the idea of being mekabel pnei hashchina if you say it on the first night, according to the Rambam. Only according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, says Rav Moshe, you only fulfill the mitzvah in its best form if you say Kiddush Levana at that first opportunity, in its zmano.
He couldn't do our minute, let's say, in Tisha B'Av or...
Correct.
Or
the Rambam would not hold that according to Rav Moshe. But after the first possible night, says Rav Moshe, Kiddush Levana is no longer fulfillment of being mekabel pnei hashchina. You lose that aspect of being mekabel pnei hashchina after the first night, and it's only b'dievet. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it because, according to Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to say it on the first night. You can. The Shulchan Aruch says you say it later after that point. You can say it later after the time l'chatchila. And since you're saying it after that time, and the Rambam says you only stand if you're in Kabbalah and Hashchina, which according to the Rambam has to do with the first night, so therefore Rav Moshe says at the end of the day, that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it, because you only have to stand on the first night, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch understands this halacha. Now, how much before the bracha do you have to observe the moon? We'll get to this in a moment. But the Yisod B'Shar Shavoda also says you should stand with your legs together, like during Shemona Esrei, and this is cited by the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Vayikra. Nobody argues with them, so it would seem that if a person is able to stand with their feet together, there would be even additional hiddur to posture during Kiddush Levana as well. Then, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, V'tola einav, you should look at the moon. So, the Shulchan Aruch cites this as well, from the Masechta Sofrim, to be tola einav, before reciting Kiddush Levana. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel cites a machlokas. Kasav b'shiyurei Knesset HaGadol, Rav Chaim ben Avista writes, D'mashma l'chore da'ad gemar kol ha-seder tola einav. You should try to look at the moon the entire time. If you know Kiddush Levana by heart, you should be looking at the moon the entire Seder, the whole time. B'chei nohog alma. He says, this is what many people do. Aval shma misham sefer charedim. But there's a comment of the sefer charedim. Shehichmir b'zeh ma'od milistakel b'levana. The sefer charedim feels that there's a problem to stare at the moon. It's not clear why he thinks there's a problem to stare at the moon. It could be perhaps because the moon represents a lacking, a pagima in creation, because the moon and the sun are supposed to be the same size, and now it's smaller. Similar to the issue of staring at the rainbow, because the rainbow represents something that's negative. We know we're not supposed to stare at the rainbow as well. The Sefer Charedim doesn't explain, but there's something about staring at the moon that he doesn't like. So the Magen Avraham cites the Shla, who is more stringent and only allows glancing at the moon before you make the bracha. Right, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hitu l'saka v'ela ad shi'asai ma'bracha." The Magen Avraham b'shem Ashla Hichmir, "O Yosef d'afilu b'shas ha'bracha elo l'saka alba elo roa osab hamachas." He says you should just look at the moon and then go back into the sitter. K'shiyur to levarach v'achach lo l'saka alba, and that's it. But don't stare longingly at the moon too long, says the Mishnah. Really, Eliyahu Rabba understands that according to the Masechta Sofer and the Poskim, it's clear that you should look at the moon throughout the entire Kiddush Levana, and he feels no problem whatsoever. Assuming the moon is visible and you're outside, do you even have to actually see the moon? That's a shy on the Poskim as well. You have to say Kiddush Levana outside. That's a different discussion for another time. And the moon has to be potentially visible, which is also a different part of the shir. Not for right now. Assuming you are outside, and of assuming the moon is visible, do I actually have to see the moon itself in order to say the bracha? So they bring in the Halicha Shlomo, in the name of Shlomo Zalman Arbach, that you're Yotzei B'dieved, if you do say it. If you don't actually see the moon, but you were outside and the moon was potentially visible, you're Yotzei B'dieved. L'chatchila, you should actually see the moon. And then they bring the following story in the footnotes, that there was a Chacham who lived in Shari Chesed, and he mistakenly recited Kiddush Levana on a street lamp. His eyes weren't so good, and he thought he was looking at the moon, but it was just a street lamp that was very high up. And then afterwards he realized that he made Kiddush Levana on not the moon. But the moon was out, he was just looking at the wrong thing. So Shlomo Zalman told him that your b'dieved he was Yotze, because theoretically the moon was visible, and he could have seen the moon. The similar case is in the bear.
See the moon and get the benefit of the moon.
So that might be part of the discussion.
Okay.
That may be part of the discussion itself to actually see it. And this is also the opinion of the Or Litzio and the Chazon Avad, Ravad Yosef and Hilchos Chanukah, the Ruach Sefrayim, and the Shevet HaLevi says that Hara Levana B'chidusha, seeing the moon in its renewal, means that you're aware of its existence. He teaches the Gemara. Right? The Gemara says, Hara levana b'chidusha. If you see the moon in its renewal, you don't actually have to see it, he says. He explains, Dizrichas halavana b'chidusha v'ora hanirgash ba'aretz hanirias halavana b'chidusha. If you see the light of the moon casting on the ground, this tells you there's a moon, and therefore that should be sufficient. What do we do nowadays with all of our light pollution? I'm not sure. Maybe in Bnei Brak there was less light pollution for Kiddush Levana at that time. The Sefer Halichos Chag B'Chag by Rosh Chodesh wants to say that if I did do that, and I did say it, I didn't actually see the moon, I should hear somebody else say Kiddush Levana and be yotzei with them a second time in order to get out of all the possible issues. Now, let's move on. So a person then recites the bracha itself, and he goes and goes and goes, and then he gets to the part of Shalom Aleichem. Let's discuss the minhag by saying Shalom Aleichem to greet other people when it comes to Kiddush Levana. So Rama writes that you should tell someone three times Shalom Alecha, answering back Shalom Aleichem. Counts if someone asks you Shalom Aleichem, right, you could say Aleichem Shalom. And we discussed in the past some of the details and the minhag and the reasons behind we say Shalom Aleichem. I don't discuss the reasons right now. We discussed those in previous shirim. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes on Licha Shlomo that an Avel during Shiva can say Shalom Aleichem during Kiddush Levana. However, others shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to him throughout all of Avelis. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to an Avel during Shiva, Shloshim, or Yud Beis Chodesh when it comes to Kiddush Levana. In the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he explains that during Kiddush Levana, people are not particular about who you greet. He argues with his Rebbe. He says, by Kiddush Levana, do I really care about you in particular when I say Shalom Aleichem? No. I know I'm supposed to say Shalom Aleichem three times, so I grab the first person who's next to me and I say, but I don't really care if you have Shalom or not. I'm just saying it because, you know, I just want to get it out of the way. So, and he says, in addition, why do we say Shalom Aleichem? So the poskim say, because we just said, Tipol Aleichem Vasazafachad, that there should be curses for all my enemies. So I say, oh, but like not the Jewish people. So I find three Jews and I say, oh, but not you. Shalom Aleichem to you. You shouldn't have curses. And that's it. But I'm not interested particularly in you. On the other hand, the Geshra Chaim, the Shmir Shabbos, the Yishei Yisrael all say, the Avel doesn't say Shalom Aleichem at all during Shiva. At that, he should not say Shalom Aleichem. If you're in the middle of the actual brach of Kiddush Levana and someone says Shalom Aleichem to you, can you respond Aleichem Shalom? This happens all the time, right? Nobody starts Kiddush Levana at the same time. You're in the middle of the actual bracha. Can you respond Aleichem Shalom? So the Yishei Yisrael says you may not, and he cites the Shmir Shabbos who agrees, and this is the opinion of the poskim as well. Let's discuss one point that we did not discuss in previous shirim, and that is the Shulchan Aruch says what? You should say Shalom Alecha. It doesn't say Shalom Aleichem, it says Shalom Alecha. And the question is why? Why do we say Shalom Aleichem in general, especially when we're talking to an individual, a yachid, why do we use a expression of plural when talking to an individual? So, in Chazal and Rishon, we don't find the expression Shalom Aleichem, there's only Shalom Alecha. Now, I saw an article once that explained that the idea of, it's a sign of respect to speak in this plural form, which we find in French and German and things like that. So it could have been that it was adopted in the later parts of the, in the early parts of the Achronim, where people who lived in France and Germany, they adopted this sign of respect to speak to someone in the plural form, and it came its way into Hebrew. Instead of saying Shalom Aleichem, they said Shalom Aleichem. That was one theory that was adopted. I'm not sure what Sephardim do. I don't know. So, in the Sefer Makor Chaim and Chelik Beis and Simon Kuf Yud, he said that Shalom Aleichem is commonly said it's wrong, it's bad diktuk, you shouldn't say it. He says the Rama preserved the original Hebrew expression Shalom Aleichem when writing Kiddush Levana, and the Mechaber uses the same thing when you write a letter to your Rebbe, you should write Shalom Aleichem as well, but it became popular over time. The Sefer Matamim gives a special spiritual significance. It says when you say Shalom Aleichem, you're talking to the guf and the neshama, the body and the soul. That's how I use it. And then the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Yodei and Reish Mem Beis, he says that in ancient times, in the olden days, people would always speak to each other in second person, saying Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, but today we dress honored individuals in a plural form and say Shalom Aleichem, and this is where the minhag develops over time as well. Continuing through the end of Kiddush Levana, let's get to the dancing and the singing. This is serious stuff. You think, oh, dancing and singing, it's not part of the mitzvah. I beg to differ. The Darkei Moshe writes, the Ramah says, that it is important to be besimcha during Kiddush Levana. The idea of dancing is a great secret in Kabbalah, says the Ramah. It's related to the idea of marriage and how a woman is mischadeshes to her husband and the idea of a relationship. And the Ramah writes in Sif Beis, Osin smachos v'rikudim b'kiddush hachodesh. We dance and we're besimcha b'kiddush hachodesh. Dugmas simchan tesuin. Just like you're dancing at a chasana. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt has a very long article in the Kovetz Noam. Noam was the Torah journal published by Rav Menachem Kasher. In Chelek Yud Beis, he has a whole long discussion about Kiddush Levana in general, and he has one section where he tries to discuss the source of singing the song, Tovim Ma'oros, which is the song that we sing at the end of Kiddush Levana, and he has all types of theories, and he cites a number of sources that this piece for the Pid of Keladon is referring to the moon, that we say Tovim Ma'oros, that something should be good for the moon, and that's what it's referring to. Most of them indicate that the minhag was developed with the Hasidim, or the Hungarians. It was a later minhag that developed. The Orchos Rabbeinu notes, the disciple was not a fan of this minhag. When people started singing Tovim Ma'oros, the disciple would turn around and go home. He says, oh, that's the end of Kiddush Levana for me, and he would turn around and walk back to his house. How important is dancing by Kiddush Levana? It's very important. So much so that it takes two times of the year that the posts discuss should we or should we not. That's how much they discuss and wrestle with it. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach is cited in the Shalmei Moed, saying it's not proper to dance and sing Tovim Oros during the 9 days. If you say Kiddush Levana earlier, our meaning is to say after Tisha B'Av, but if you say it earlier, you should not sing and dance by Tovim Oros during the 9 days. And this is the sheet of the Shuvas Nagos in Chelek Aleph, Rav Nevin Sol Yushlaim B'Moadeha. And in the footnote of the Shalmei Moed, they cite the Shuv of the Yaskil Avdi, Rav Avadja Hadaya, and Chelech Ches, and Rav Al Yashuv, who are lenient and allow singing and dancing during Tovim Oros. They explain that showing simcha towards the Shechina, and it's no reason to display Avela, to be worried about Avelas. This is about your relationship with Hashem. This is not making Stam people happy. This is about being besimcha and being happy in your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, we allow the father of a boy who's getting a bris milah to put on nice clothing during the 9 days. Why? Out of kavod for the mitzvah. Is there any greater kavod for a mitzvah than showing simcha to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and dancing after Kiddush Levana? Certainly that's even more than by a bris milah. And many other poskim are lenient as well. What about by Motzei Tisha B'Av? Can you sing and dance at that Kiddush Levana by Motzei Tisha B'Av? So most of the poskim say yes. Some poskim don't like it, but the meaning of Rav Nevin Sol and Rav Sternbach both say that there's no problem at all to dance by Motzei Tisha B'Av and before Kiddush Levana. What?
Would you be yotzi? Is there anything prohibiting
to do it on Tisha B'Av night? No, technically not.
So,
there wouldn't be a problem doing it on night Tisha B'Av. To say Kiddush Levana on night Tisha B'Av.
So it's even a plain of Eilus when people put one. Could I also say Kiddush Levana?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Okay, yeah, so sure. Shalom Aleichem, that's not the issue, but the general. For sure, Navel can say it. The second place where we see is by the Mishnah Berurah here in Tavchav Beis. He says one of the reasons we don't perform Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos on Friday night is because we don't want to dance on Shabbos. It's so important to dance by Kiddush Levana, says the Mishnah Berurah, that we don't do it on Leil Shabbos. We want to postpone it to a time where we can dance. And that's how important it is to dance by Kiddush Levana. And when it comes to Kiddush Levana, there are other times to recite this bracha and dance, and therefore he says it shouldn't be said by Leil Shabbos because the importance of dancing and the prohibition of dancing besimcha in a very rowdy way on Shabbos, which certainly the Mishnah Berurah is trying to infer the type of dancing should come with Kiddush Levana. Therefore he says that's one of the reasons we don't do it on Friday night. The Tshuva Sanagas writes in Chelek Aleph and Siman Reish Gimel that one should not be worried about his kavod when it comes to dancing by Kiddush Levana. I'm too old for this. It's not me. I don't know. I'm not so into dancing. He says, no. By Kiddush Levana, being mekavod pnei Hashchina, coming to come close to Hashem, nobody's kavod is too great that you can't dance by Kiddush Levana. He says, we see from David HaMelech, who danced in front of the Aron Kodesh, and others thought he was beneath his dignity. And he says, this is the only place in all of Shulchan Aruch where the Ramah praises the importance of dancing. We find nowhere else the Ramah says how important it is to dance. and how important it is for a Jew to dance, except by Kiddush Levana, and therefore, says Rav Sternbach, people should not walk out by the dancing. You should grab a hand, get in the circle, sing Tov Maoros, and be part of the Simcha that comes along with the Halacha and the Minhagim of Kiddush Levana. Yeah. No? Okay. Good.